And let me welcome everybody here today. Thanks for coming out. It's a great day for the city of Pensacola and District 4, and really all of city of Pensacola.
City Councilman Larry B. Johnson greeting the crowd, most of whom were under tents and out of the midday sun.
I don't live too far from here, and this is a very used park with this beautiful facility that's going to be constructed, that's going to replace an old existing facility. It's just an exciting day for Pensacola, all of Pensacola, that being.
Covering 19,000 square feet, the facility will replace the old community center, which was damaged by a sewage backup in 2014 and demolished a year later in the same footprint.
I've been living in East Hill for 20 years, and I can't tell you how excited we are to have been given the opportunity to help frame what the future of Pensacola, the future of Bayview Park will be.
Lead architect Michael Crawford is with Pensacola-based Caldwell Associates.
This is not just a park for East Hill residents. This is a true community park that I think will be a game changer, and on the tour that prospective families will come in and look at Wahoo Stadium. They'll see the kinds of programs we have at this facility and other special things that Pensacola has to offer.
About 3,400 square feet will be dedicated to a community center, which can be separated into two smaller event spaces. Also under the new roof will be meeting rooms, a catering kitchen, fitness room, staff offices, and a large open lobby.
Today is about all of you. This is what makes communities great. And when you talk about parks and placemaking, that's what Bayview Park is.
Mayor Ashton Hayward told those gathered that among the city's 93 public parks, Bayview stands out.
So many memories have been built at Bayview, whether it's your children, your grandchildren, your family that's visiting from somewhere else. It's extremely important, and this is what life's all about, is creating those memories.
Outside and adjacent to the facility will be multiple decks and balconies offering views of the waterfront. Also space for storage of kayaks, stand-up paddles, and rowing sculls to provide for paddle sports and non-motorized water activities.
When you talk about building great cities, architecture is such an important part of that. This was about building something that everyone was going to say, wow. When they're coming across the Cervantes Bridge, they were going to look over here and say, wow, we're going to activate the water, which we have in a big way.
The Bayview Senior Center will remain in its current location next to the new community center and will see relief from crowding as well as improved access to parking.
All right, on three. Everybody's going to say Bayview Park. One, two, three, Bayview Park!
At $8.2 million provided through the local option sales tax, the facility will be the most expensive community center ever built in Pensacola. The last two, Woodland Heights and Theopolis May, cost around $3 million each. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.